from Mr. Robbie Neville. 606, Q Morning Zoo and Lee, Julie, and Mick. It is a dynamic looking Thursday morning, as a matter of fact.
Dynamo.
Dynamo.
Q102 Breeze Notice, 4-day forecast.
Bitchin'!
Isn't that from the Jetsons, Dynamo? It's Dynamo. Never mind.
Oh, is that the dog?
No, that was,
that was
all I can remember is Spacely Sprockets and Cogswell Cogs.
Oh, now you can make me think about that all day.
Partly sunny today and not very humid. Absolutely.
And Rosie the maid.
Very good. Absolutely perfect day.
It's Jonathan R., I think.
Rosie.
No, the dog's name?
Astro.
The Jetsons. Astro.
Retro.
What
you got, George?
Is that the way, never mind. Romper says it.
No, you just says, give me the food.
Now that we've interrupted your forecast completely, go ahead.
Well, right you are, Roach.
It hasn't changed despite all of this mayhem. Shall we call it sunny and 85 today, absolutely beautiful day, partly cloudy. And 63 tonight, partly sunny. 87 tomorrow, partly sunny. And for the weekend, what else? Scattered showers and thunderstorms. So if you're going to see the fair, the best time to do it, and it looks like weather-wise, will be on a weekday. 88 the high for the weekend. 62 now, Q102.
You going out today to see the Iowa State Fair?
I don't think so. I think I'll get over there tomorrow.
A couple of main attractions, of course, you do not want to miss. I happen to see again the 40 team horse yesterday from Zering. Yeah. They brought it out in front of the grandstand. Yeah. And backed it up and whatnot. But right in front of the grandstand, right on the south side, they have the high wire act. Well, they've got a small problem.
What?
They have stretched this line from the grandstand over to the Varied Industries building. And in order to stabilize the wire, they have close to a dozen gentlemen that are holding ropes down on each side, which makes it kind of interesting because you have to stand so still. And there's people walking by. There's cars driving around them and whatnot. And they're sitting there trying to be ever so careful to keep it nice and calm.
They only have to hold this rope while he's performing, right?
Yeah.
24 hours a day.
No, I just want to...
You're not going to the restroom? Stay there.
Yeah, you have to stay there.
Yeah, just while he's performing, but it's still interesting to watch him. So.
I am kind of looking forward to getting my favorite food at the fair.
And that is?
Fried salt on a stick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, what was that?
It's a rim shot.
Did you drop something over there, Lee?
Scared the living daylight.
Don't do that again.
And I understand that the real unpopular exhibit at the fair is the African killer bee barn.
There's wrong with that.
And there's only three fireable offenses for state fair workers, okay?
Yeah.
For number one is insubordination.
Yeah.
Number two is stealing from the cash drawer. And number three is coming to work without a hickey.
I've known people like that.
I like that.
Hey, you know, we got a vacation tip for you if you're hanging out over in the fairgrounds back there.
Hi, this is KTG-13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing at theaters everywhere.
It is 6:12 for the Q Morning Zoo. We got a mystery oldie for your dining and dancing pleasure this morning. Listen so very carefully. Do you want to hear a little more than that? We probably should. Well, that's all, huh? Okay, that's all I get. 280-1102 is the number. Hey, Lisa, call me back. I need to get your name and address, okay? Q102, nobody gives you more music. Don't talk to strangers. I'm Rick Springfield. It is our mystery oldie this morning at 6:19. Good morning, Zoo. Lee, Julie, and Mick. It's a, nice looking Thursday morning.
Beautiful out there. Q102, freeze notice, 4-day forecast looked like this. Partly sunny today. Not very humid and absolutely gorgeous day. 85 the high, partly cloudy, 63 tonight. Sunny and 87 tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorm action for the week. And 88 the high for both Saturday and Sunday. We have 62 degrees now at Q102.
When you're out at the fair, don't forget the Q102 Pepsi Giant Boombox. We're in front of the grandstand, and you can register to see a trip to see Richard Marx anywhere he plays in North America during the next 2 months. That sounds
nice.
All right.
Nice.
It is fun with the fair at Q102.
Oh, the old corn dogs are coming up already.
Oh, no, God, it's all this food.
Did I not tell you? We've been on the air now for an hour and 20 minutes, and he hasn't burped
he
yet.
He has not, and every
all
day.
All the junk I ate last night, I threw a little party last night, and all this junk I ate last night is just coming back to get very mad at me. And I didn't go to bed till midnight.
Uh-huh.
You know, I finally kicked everybody out about 11:30. I figured, you know, got to be up at 4. If I don't get my 4 hours of sleep, I'm crabby as a dickens the next day. And So what do I do? I sit down and I watch David Letterman. I haven't watched David Letterman in a year.
I was watching Letterman last night as well.
That was real strange.
Strange strange show.
Very strange.
Nick, did you see the lunar eclipse?
I happened to catch about the last half of it. I was down at Oskaloosa doing car races, and I kept bringing everybody's attention. Ooh, looky Ooh. There. And everybody look over, you know. Ooh. And probably half of it was a big deal, but I thought it was amazing.
Really? I thought it was the neatest thing since sliced bread. I just could not shut up about it. I'm like, look at it now. Look at it now.
I was listening to National News on the way home last night, and they were talking to some, I have no idea what his official name was, but this guy seemed to know about eclipses and pleclipses and night eclipses and everything else, you know. And he goes, those people are very much amazed at something like this because of textbooks that they have read. And I'm going, what the hell is he saying here?
You know, the neatest part was when it started to turn white again, it looked like an eyeball from the side. You're laughing. I'm serious here.
I didn't have a chance to see it last night, but I did have somebody drop their trousers in front of me at my party.
Where did we get that back?
I like it, firstly. I'm doing, Guy walks into the doctor's office. The doctor says, walk this way, please. And the guy said, if I could walk this way, I wouldn't need the truss. Let's go to chill and funky 622.
What? Please notice 4-day forecast.
62 degrees at 628. I'm Julie Johnston on Q102.
We need some names for the birthday patrol this morning at 280-1102. If you know of somebody having a birthday or if you have one, you want to blow your own horn, give us a call. We'll read your name and make you popular with all the members of the opposite sex. 280-1102, if you got a birthday. Q102, the number one hit music station. She had a birthday yesterday, Madonna. And that's Open Your Heart, 29 years old. Whatever happened to the story? You know, was that you right? I guess the story, my favorite Madonna story, she stopped dyeing her hair blonde because her hair was falling out. Yeah, I like that.